halfway between a bridge over the river and a park filled with gazebos and bird baths and monuments to those killed in wars. Theo loved the courthouse, with its air of authority and people hustling importantly about, and somber notices and schedules tacked to the bulletin boards. Most of all, Theo loved the courtrooms themselves. There were small ones where more private matters were handled without juries. Then there was the main courtroom on the second floor, where lawyers battled like gladiators and judges ruled like kings. At the age of 13, Theo was still undecided about his future. One day, he dreamed of being a famous trial lawyer, one who handled the biggest cases and never lost before juries. The next day, he dreamed of being a great judge, noted for his wisdom and fairness. He went back and forth, changing his mind daily. The main lobby was already busy on this Monday morning, as if the lawyers and their clients wanted an early start to the week. There was a crowd waiting by the elevator, so Theo raced up two flights of stairs and down the east wing where family court was held. His mother was a noted divorce lawyer, one who always represented the wife, and Theo knew this area of the building well. Since divorce trials were decided by judges, juries were not used, and since most judges preferred not to have large groups of spectators observing such